beautiful song there by Twyla Perez. The Warrior is a Child. How is everybody doing this morning? Good morning on a Monday. Stand by one moment for a PSA announcement. Welcome to Coffee Talk today with a little bit, maybe two or three songs today that I am going to play that I was inspired to play today. During the time that I was thinking, you know, and praying, Lord, what should I talk about? Well, today is Monday, March the 22nd, 2021. In fact, yesterday we celebrated my mom's birthday because a lot of us are going to be working and everything. And so my mother's birthday, she is going to be 74 years young. God has just really took good care of my parents health-wise. And as most of y'all know, in fact, not tomorrow, but Tuesday... No, actually, tomorrow, that'd be on Tuesday. Tuesday, they're getting their second shot. And yours truly, CA on iHeartRadio, will be getting his second shot at the TCU Stadium on Saturday. So, finally, the long-awaited second shot, the one that everybody kind of dreads. But y'all be praying for me and my folks, and my brothers are going to be getting theirs done too. So, we'll be all family vaccinated up in our group. So, but everything's going to be okay. Well, today... Again, this is Coffee Talk with CA. I want to remind you guys, if you have any questions, comments, suggestions, feel free. You can always email me, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Again, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Also, like us on our Facebook page, The Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Hey, check that like button. And you know what? Follow me there, or Apple Podcasting, Google Podcast, Podbeam. We're on all these networks, CastBox. Or simply search me up, The Morning Brew Christian Podcast. You'll find me there. All right, well, today I want to talk a little bit about family. I'm really blessed. We come, and most of y'all that have listened to my journey have heard the closeness that I have with my family. I am the oldest, of course, and I'll remind a lot of y'all that may need a refresher. I am the oldest out of three brothers. We never had a sister. I'm being the oldest, CA, and then I got Will as a domino effect, my second brother, and then my little brother, Jeff. So there is three brothers, three Hall brothers, and we're very proud to be part of the Hall family. And, of course, Mom and Dad, who are getting ready to celebrate 56 years. God is just really, I got a praying mom, I'm not going to lie. I got a praying mom and a praying dad, and I turned out to be a prayer warrior myself. I pray, and I thank Jesus for everything that he has done in my life, and I call out to God, and I tell him my troubles, and I pray for my mom and dad, and family members, and troubles all across the world and stuff. Always find time. But it's so important today on Coffee Talk, I talk about family a little bit. We're going to kind of change the course. I'm going to give you some verses in the Bible. Believe it or not, there's 20 verses, but I'll see how far along I can get. I don't really want to go through all 20. I'm probably going to go with the top 10 that I picked out, which will make it easier. I don't want to make it very lengthy on Coffee Talk today. But I'm going to tell you the importance of a family. It's very important. Moms, dads, single mom, single dad, whatever it may be. Very important that you love your kids and that you raise them the right way. In today's time, our children have gone wild. What, CA? Yeah, our children have gone wild. Simply because of the iPhone and the Android phone, and on top of that, social media. We got to be careful. There's a lot of crazy people that inspire crazy things into our kids' minds. Also, the gaming out there, the kids that are in gaming, has literally took over their minds, especially during COVID times. We've got to be careful. And we got to throw out the birdseed or break the bread and tell our kids about Jesus. But how am I going to do that, CA? Very simple. If you're the husband and you're married to your wife, husband, wife, be the leader as God wants you to be and join together equally yoked and work on your children. I don't care if they're from infant, start praying for them, even during times of when you find out your wife's pregnant. Pray for them from the beginning all the way through the rest of their life. You know, my son, U.S. Marine Cody, he's 24 years old. Some of y'all have probably seen the Facebook posting on some of my kids. He's a great kid. Kept him in church all of her life. He got saved. My daughter, you know, we kept her in church. And my son, we've kept him in church. My other daughter, I've kept him in church. I've literally kept my kids in church. Now, we've been kind of slipping away a little bit because of COVID and stuff. And we're letting God plant the seed on where he thinks that I should lead my children into the next level. Because teenagers are a very challenging group of... They're good kids, but they're very challenging. We were all teenagers at one time. We know what it was like. But family is very important. I cannot even tell or stress you guys enough how important family is. And you're like, CA, that's important. But before you go over those 10, top 10 scripture verses you have on family, why are you making a purpose of this? Simply because I see a lot of kids that are down and depressed in life. You hear all kinds of stories. The temptation out there. The devil's running more wilder than he's ever ran before. And our children out there are getting ate up just like a fish eating an Oscar fish, you know, eating another fish. I hate to use that as an example, but if you think about it, it's true. You've got to teach them young. I mean, don't. And I'm not down in children's church directors because I was a children's church director for 7 years at a Baptist church. They can only do so much. Now, they can do better, in my opinion, some of them that I know. But we all need improvements, just like pastors need improvements. Even I need improvement. We're a work in progress. All of us are. However, when I was a children's church director, I tried to do all I could, listen to my kids and stuff, but I only had a level point because I wasn't their mom. I wasn't their dad. I was a mentor. That's what our kids need today is a mentor. Even as a parent, you can be a mentor. Being a mentor is being an example for your children. It ain't always going to be biscuits and gravy. It ain't always going to be perfect. There's going to be times where your kids are going to challenge you, as we well know. I know that in parenting and knowing it from raising one, and you also know it with your grandchildren too as well. What we need is our families back together, the glue, even beyond. Yesterday was a blessing. We had 21 people at my mom's birthday celebration at a park. We had our mask, but God has took care of everybody in my family. Knock on the table here, wood table, on my... DJ desk over here that we use for iHeartRadio at Faith Studio 1 in Fort Worth, Texas. None of us has caught COVID. None of us. We have a very large family. We've been very blessed. Now, I've known people that I wouldn't think that would catch COVID, and they did. One that I know that has lost their sense of taste. And from what I understand, she still hasn't got it back. She said it could be 6 months. There's been others that have lost some hearing. It's kind of weird, isn't it? But you hear that. We just got to be careful. And we got to love these kids. Find a way. Take it to the prayer closet and pray. Now let's go beyond when our kids are raised. And family. You have brother-in-laws. And we're going even outside of the family. Brother-in-laws maybe. Sister-in-laws. Aunts. Uncles. Cousins. You may not see them very much, but you pray for your family, right? So the best thing to do is keep praying. And maybe you can be the example if they're lost and don't know Jesus Christ. Or lead them in some form and fashion. Because as a Christian, we are all ordained as ministers in Christ, men and women. Just because CA went to Bible college and knows the Bible, and studied the Bible, and goes out and guest speak at different churches, or at least I did before COVID, it doesn't stop to tell you guys that you don't have to have, like I've said before, and I'll keep in mind, you don't have to have the PhD and all these college courses to be ordained as the parent or as the family member that can lead your son or daughter or cousin or aunt or uncle or grandparents, if they're still around, to Christ. You can do it. It's kind of like when your children were they were younger, or maybe let's use the example of your grandchildren. And I don't know if they still have Thomas the Train where he goes, I think I can. He's climbing up this mountain. The lost are in a mountain and they're trying to climb up to Christ. Some may want to, some may not. Our job is to encourage and at least throw the bread out and then leave it to the next person if need be. Whatever God's will is, His will be done. Just remember that. Just keep praying. So let's go over some scripture verses. What do you say? I'm going to do the top 10. CA's top 10 of scripture verses. There's 20 of them. So maybe next time down the road, whenever we do this again, I can give you another 10. 1 John chapter 4 and verse 20. Scripture reminds us, whosoever claims to love God, yet hates a brother or sister is a liar. For whosoever does not love their brother or sister, whom they've seen, cannot love God, whom they have not seen. Find that in the book of 1 John, chapter 4, verse 20. Okay, that's number 10. Now we're going to go number 9. Psalms, or let's just go number 1. This is number 2. Psalms chapter 133 and verse 1. Scripture reminds us, it's very short and simple. How good and pleasant is it when God's people live together in unity? Again, find that in the book of Psalms chapter 133 and verse 1. These are my notes that I figured that would help. Now, the third one is if you go to the book of Ephesians chapter 6 verse 4, Scripture reminds us, friends, that fathers do not expedite your children. Instead, bring them up in training and instruction of the Lord. Ephesians chapter 6 verse 4. Hello, parents. Are we missing that today? Fathers, are we being unfathered out there? Are we not being fathers for our children? Are we not? I'm seeing a lot of that. You know, I don't judge the book by the cover, but I really do believe that we're starting to see a lot of that. We are. When's the last time you spent time with your son? Yesterday, my mom's birthday. You know, I spent time with my dad and my mother, of course. I always see him all the time. And my boys, my two boys, out there throwing the football, watching them play, talking to them, you know, wrestling, whatever it may be. You know, it may not be an all-day deal, but I had two good days of quality time that Saturday and Sunday where I made time to spend time with my boys, and it was great. Number 4, Exodus, the Old Testament. Let's date that back. Exodus chapter 20 and verse 12, Scripture reminds us, honor your mother and your father so that you may live longer in the land the Lord God has given you. That's right, one of the Ten Commandments. Book of Exodus chapter 20 and verse 12. Remember that. Number 5. You know, I told you guys I studied a lot of Proverbs, the book of wisdom. Proverbs has a lot of wisdom in it, by the way. You know, that was one of the things in my college. I was preaching in front of a lot of preachers. And back then we had a typewriter. So yours truly had to type up the whole manana for my college professor on Proverbs. This is a good one. Proverbs 17:17, make note. A friend loves at all times, and a brother is born for a time of adversity. Oh, you got to circle that one, guys. Proverbs chapter 17 and verse 17. My sixth point is another Proverbs. Yes, there is another one. Book of Wisdom, we're going to go back to it. Proverbs chapter 17. We're going to go up a little bit from 17, verse 17. Let's go up to verse 6. Children are crowned to the age, and the parents are the pride of the children. Amen. That's in the book of Proverbs, chapter 17, verse 6. Number 7, the good book of Matthew and the New Testament, chapter 19 and verse 19. Honor your father and mother. Hello, kids, if you're listening, or older kids, or kids that have grown up and you got your own children. You want to definitely always honor your mom and dad, your earthly mom and dad, because God gave them to you. What do you mean, CA? I do. Well, do you really? When's the last time you called them? When's the last time you picked up the phone and said, Mom, Dad, let me buy you dinner. Let me buy you lunch. Think about that. Eighth point. Proverbs again. We're going to go back to the book of wisdom. Let's go backtrack on our pages. Let's go to chapter 10 and verse 1. A wise son brings joy to his father, but a foolish son brings grief to his mother. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 1. Let's stop there for a minute. What about that, ladies? Has your son dealt you misery? Of course, maybe your daughter too as well. Has your son dealt you a lot of misery? Have they gotten off the track, or maybe not even got on the track to the highway to heaven? Think about that. If they haven't, you could be like my mom, a fine example, and be a prayer warrior. You can. Again, you don't have to go to Bible college for that. God already equips you. If you got Jesus Christ into your life, you could be a prayer warrior. And men can too. A prayer warrior. What's that, CA? That's praying. See, I got a praying mom. I can brag and say it. I do. My mom, I call her every day before I go to work. Or sometimes in the morning, hi, mom, checking on you. Hey, dad, checking on you. We're praying for you, son. My dad always says that too. He's a prayer warrior. My mom, I'm praying for you. You have a great day. Something about a praying mom. Jenzel Franklin, he's a great mega preacher at a church. He said, there's nothing better than my mom being a praying mom. I got a praying mom. Amen. I can stand by that. I really can. So ladies, you want to have a change of heart on things sometimes? Maybe, and I wouldn't be hypocritical to you, change your way and say, you know what, CA is right. I'm going to be a praying mom. I'm going to be a prayer warrior. But most of the time, the women that have Christ in their life, and I'm not judging women in general, they pray for their boys and their daughters. But I know a lot of you that are Christians, that some of y'all that I know are good prayer warriors. But that's a good example. Two more. Number 9. The book of Colossians, yes, the book of Colossians, chapter 3 and verse 13. Bear with each other and forgive one another. And if any of you have grievance against someone, forgive as God forgave you. Again, that's in the book of Colossians, chapter 3 and verse 13. You know, Proverbs also, the last one I have on my top 10, Proverbs chapter 22 this time, in verse 6. Start children off on the way they should go. And even when they are told, they will not turn from it. You see what I'm saying? Incorporate that Bible. Put the Bible in play. Incorporate it. Throw out the bird seed. Let's use an example. John's dealing mom craziness. I'm trying to keep it clean because we're kid friendly too. He's dealing mom craziness. Mom's had it up to the roof. But mom's a Christian. And she turns to God. She goes in her prayer closet. She turns to God. What is God? And I'm not playing God or anything. What is God probably telling her? In her name, let's just use the name of Anne. Anne. Yes, God. Pray. Yes, God. Pray. Pray for John. Be a prayer warrior. She strengthens her prayer. You know, the more you pray in a day, the more you're building not only your self-esteem up when you're low, but you're building, it's kind of like steam building, but you're building good steam if you think about it because you're praying. And, you know, that's the cool thing about praying. It's kind of like a stress reliever in a way if you think about it. Huh, CA? Yeah, it is. If you're totally stressed out and you give it to God, did you know He's going to release your stress? Really? Yeah, He will. I'm telling you. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart and lean not on your own understanding. Scripture verse on that, by the way. It's true. I'm telling you, you pray, you give it to Him, Him being God, and He's going to take that prayer and He's going to bless it. He's going to work on John or Jim or Charlie or Julie or whoever it may be in your family. And if it ain't the kids that are dealing you a pain, with family. Maybe it's your husband. Husband, maybe it's your wife. When's the last time y'all paid attention to each other, complimented each other, spend quality time together one-on-one, and just drop the phone for a little while and drop the social media? Make a commitment to get off social media and only do social media for an hour or two. Social media has its good points and strong points. I'm sorry, good points and weak points. If you ask me, CA, are you a big believer in the social media? I'm going to say no. It has connected me, however, with friends that I've went to school with, people I went to Bible college with, and I've made a lot of friends along the way. And I use it a lot for our podcasting network and iHeartRadio. But it can also be the little devil's destroyer. What do you mean by that? Well, it's destroying marriages. Women are having affairs, even with the messenger, Facebook Messenger. Men are having the affairs. They get weak in the flesh. I've heard numerous stories from people that have called and told me. Oh, yeah, it can happen at their offices and stuff like that. Sure, churches, sadly. Sure. I knew a particular pastor friend of mine at a church, and he had a fling with a lady at a church. I knew the whole story. Sad. The church was building, too, by the way. God was moving. And that happened. Very shocked. Shocked a lot of people. The husband was a good man. I knew him for a very long time. I ain't going to mention names. I ain't going to mention the church location either. But I remember. You see, if you're doing that, it will catch up to you. Because God doesn't close his book in a day. Please don't do that to destroy your family. Resist not. God can give you the ability to resist not. You want your family. You want your kids to be equally yoked with you guys. Make it work. And if you tried to make it work and you're divorced, stay close to those kids. Make your own family. And one day God will send you somebody in his timing, not CA's timing, in your own timing. He'll send a woman or a man to you, depending on whether you're a man or woman. There's times that you may want to throw in the towel. But usually that's when God works strongly. But I will tell you this, not that I'm any kind of a counselor or anything. I did study some counseling in Bible college. Whatever brokenness that you went through, if it was with your ex, here's a word of advice from CA on iHeartRadio. Close the door of the problems. Have the memories of your kids that y'all had together, whether it be one child or 15 kids, well, not 15, maybe five kids or six. Close the door and lock it. And build some kind of a mediocre relationship, let's just call it business relationship, you could call it, for the kids' sake. Whether they're young or whether they're grown and you got grandchildren. You know what I mean? Keep the family, whether you're with somebody or whether you're not with somebody, keep the family strong as God would intend you to. And that's pretty much all I want to say about that part of family. Other part with your cousins, nephew, grandparents, they don't know Jesus, keep feeding the bird seed. Eventually they'll be touched and they'll realize that. So my whole point on Coffee Talk is family is very important. Because you're going to need somebody. You're going to need your spouse, of course. You're going to need your whether it be husband and wife or your children. But deep down inside, there's always going to be a few of these family members that's going to remember, hey, so-and-so was there for me. I'm going to be there for them. Outside of people at your churches and if you got pastor friends and stuff like that, your family's the most important. Well, God's number one, your family, you know. God, wife, family, kids, you know, it's all up there. That's what America needs back. I've got two songs I want to play. The first song is, you're going to be rather touched by it. I was trying to figure out, okay, I played it on Sunday Morning Praise. I nearly forgot that it was out there back in 1990. I want you to listen to these words. Ray Bolts talks to I can't remember, it could be his son or his daughter. I can't remember, you'll forgive me on that, guys. I want to play that, and then I want to play Forgiveness by Matthew West, and then we'll close out in prayer on Coffee Talk. I just felt it in my heart to do that. Simply because if someone's wronged you and your family, I want you to get it right and focus on that. But first, I want you to hear this touching song that was back in 1990. You enjoy on Coffee Talk. I pledged allegiance to the flag.
Dad, has it always been this way?
Well, even from the beginning, men hated Jesus. Even though he did nothing but love them and teach them and heal them, They nailed him to a cross. They thought they had killed him, but they only set him free to live in the hearts of people like you and me who believe in him. Then came the apostles, and most of them were killed for telling other people about Jesus. But by that time, it was too late. There were hundreds of people who believed in Jesus. So they tortured them and killed them, and they even left their bodies to rot as an example to other people. But the church kept right on growing, watered by the blood of these precious saints.
But Dad, did they want to die?
No. They didn't want to die. I mean, many of them had children just like you that they had to leave behind. But they were forced to make a choice. They could choose to live this one life here on earth and reject Jesus and be damned, or they could choose to believe in the words of Jesus and live forever.
I think I understand.
Here, maybe this will help you understand.
I have heard how Christians told that he would spare their lives if they would renounce the name of Christ. But one by one they chose to die. The Son of God, they would not deny the great angel.
Quietly stood by. But son, I hope that you're never put in a position that you have to choose between your faith and your life. But if you are, I know which choice you're going to make. Because I know that Jesus lives inside of you. In the meantime, just pray like I taught you how to. Take care of your mom. And remember that God is the Father of the fatherless.
Forgiveness.
There we go. Forgiveness, Michael W. Smith. All right. Well, I hope I was some help for you guys today on Coffee Talk. I like to incorporate some music every so often. Kind of makes it fun. So we did have three songs there that I hope you guys liked. I hope you got a lot out of it, guys, with those top 10 of my scripture verses that are in the Bible. There's actually 20 of them. Maybe sometime I'll go through the other 10 for you. But I want you to know one thing. Family is so important. So whatever you do, be sure to tell your family how much you love them and how much you appreciate them. Will you do that for me? And I'm telling you, it's going to get you really, you're going to touch somebody's heart in your family, because God's going to utilize you as an instrument, not just as an instrument that you play, but as an instrument for your family member that may need you. So let's lead off in prayer right now and close out on a Monday. I hope you guys have a happy Monday. Let's get your cup of coffee and your breakfast rolling before you get ready to start off your jumpstart your Monday. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for all you do. Father God, thank you for letting us incorporate those 10 verses in Scripture. Even though there's 20, we went through the top 10 on family. Oh Jesus, if there's someone that isn't close to their family, may they make it right with them. And if their children are driving them insane, or grown children, pray you wrap your arms around them and give them the guidance that they need. For we ask this in your precious name. Amen. Well, guys, I'm getting ready to saddle up, get out of Faith Studio 1 in beautiful Fort Worth, Texas. Hope you guys have a great day. This is CA on the iHeartRadio Network. And I want you to remember, the sun does rise on the other side. And enjoy life, LIFE, exclamation point dot. We'll be talking at you later. Y'all have a great day. Bye for now.